This is Danny Johnson, and I want to welcome all of you for the very first time. For those of you that are here for the very first time listening, we want to welcome you to our site, to this call. The person who invited you on this call really cared enough about you and your family and your future to be able to introduce you to something that is absolutely free that could impact your life as it has impacted the person's life who called you about it. Now, come on, we all have heard things before, but in order for it to make us be compelled to call a friend or a family member or a coworker and say, you have to hear this, then you know there's had to have been some kind of an impact. And so please go now to DannyJohnson.com. There is a free membership that is available for you, thousands of dollars worth of free coaching in the form of calls and an audio vault once you fill out the membership form, and that membership form is absolutely free. So if you want, go and get online now, because I will be directing you to things later on in the call about how you can use a free website to make you money. And that is there for you to profit from if you choose to do so. Now, prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female who grew up in a very abusive, my father was violently abusive as well as a drug addict. I didn't have a whole lot of confidence, got started as an entrepreneur at the age of 19 and failed miserably. I had zero business experience, zero marketing experience, and zero communication experience in business at all. And after 6 months of failure, heard about a seminar that was very expensive, far away, and was during a very busy weekend that I had very important plans for. But he told me if I didn't go, that I might as well quit now and put myself out of my misery because I would fail anyway. And so that challenged me. I borrowed the money. I traveled far and canceled plans that were very important. I went, and after 8 days applying the information, made $4,000, brought in 25 new clients into my business and making a huge profit. The next month, I wised up. I brought people to the next training seminar that I went to, brought 11 people with me. It just made sense to put other people in front of a multimillionaire who knew what he was doing while I was learning how to do what I was doing. And so those people came out and they made a tremendous effort in creating new business for themselves. My check jumped up to $11,000 and $15,000. Brought 60 people from the West Coast over to the East Coast. My check went up to just under $21,000. Wanted to complete my life. I was making great money, having amazing amount of recognition. I was a failure who became a success. And the last part that needed to be fixed was getting married. So I did so, and the guy that I married within just a few months wound up taking off with everything. I lost my business. My credit cards have been maxed out to a $35,000 debt, $2.03 to my name. Here I went from having all this recognition and making a tremendous amount of money to an absolute failure, loser, scum of the earth is how I felt about myself, and just destitute in every way, shape, and form. Lost dignity, lost hope, lost dreams, lost it all. From there, I decided after a couple weeks to get a job as a cocktail waitress. Then, after fully being dissatisfied with being a cocktail waitress, started a business from the skills that I had invested into the year before. Started a business from the trunk of my car and a payphone booth. Made $2,000 the first 10 hours, $6,500 the next 30 hours, over $10,000 my first full-time month. By my 10th month, my check jumped over to $80,000 in 1 month. First year, made $250,000. By the end of my second year, I'd became a millionaire for the first time by the time I was 23. Since then, met my husband through the industry. I have 5 children, 2 grandchildren. I have made millions and millions of dollars by developing and building sales forces that have grown to tremendous heights and have made millions of dollars for the companies we had represented. We have been blessed. And 8 years ago, retired after baby number 5, and 3.5 years ago, after being completely miserable not helping people, completely miserable by not having purpose other than folding underwear and baking lots of bread, came out of retirement and took this message that was formed, a system that was formed 17 years ago that was not on trial, that produced tremendous amount of results, helping people go from nothing to generating 6 figures, and some of them going on to generating 7 figures for themselves, Hans Johnson being one of them. Decided to go and take that message, and I believe it was my God that completely forged me out of the marketplace and directed me to take this message of first steps to success out to the out to the world with no borders, no boundaries, no limitations of company, product, or race or religion, taking it out and letting all people of all walks of life, all ages and backgrounds, to succeed wildly in the marketplace. Easier, faster, with less stress and less frustration. And so that you can find out more about on our website. But go and check out that free stuff first and start to implement some of those free things. And when you see results, we will see you live, face to face, I'm sure of it. Now listen, right now tonight is going to be a little bit different. Right now, many of you were just, and there's a bunch of you that you've been listening for 3.5 years. You have been feeding off of these Monday night calls for 3.5 years. Every week you have been totally faithful, and you've been totally faithful with bringing more people on this call. And we are blessed by the effort that you've put forth. And then there are some of you that you've been on maybe for a year or 6 months or whatever. Maybe you're new to this part of the system and not yet stepped up to come in and see us face-to-face in a two-day very intensive training workshop, and then a 3-day and very outrageously intensive and profound workshop, Creating a Dynasty. Putting all that aside, the one I want to talk to you right now is those of you that were brought on by one of our clients, and they introduced you to this call, and maybe they have shown you a way where you can increase your income. And the reason why you actually took a step to get on the call is because you're some kind of dissatisfaction somewhere in your life. And it may be because you've got a dissatisfaction in your job. And if money were no object, you're asking yourself, what would my life look like if money were no object? You could be in that very same place that I was in when I first got started as an entrepreneur, where it is you're looking at the future and you're thinking, gosh, man, how many years am I going to have to work to get up to the income where I really feel it, my family would provide for my family well? And maybe it is you're wanting to send your kids to college and you do not want to live under that pressure of having your son or your daughter focus hard, work hard, pull in extra credit, doing whatever it takes to get good enough grades because they have a dream to go to Yale or Harvard or Cambridge or what have you, and that you do not want to face that day that when they say, hey, I did it and I got partial scholarship, I need the rest of the money, and you say, gosh, I'm sorry, we don't have the money, maybe you should start at the junior college. You may even have to say okay, and you talk to your spouse, and you say, all right, let's mortgage the house. And so that dream of being retired at 65 definitely has been put off because now you're going to be making that mortgage payment probably until you die. Now, maybe you're in that position where you've spent so much of your life working so hard, and those, you know, those aspirations that you had long ago of wanting to travel to some of those beautiful places, you know, kind of like Tahiti or Fiji or the Caribbean or going to Europe or either that or going to the Holy Land, whatever. You've wanted to go to some of these places, and yet here you are working so hard for so many years, and you wound up with a measly 2 weeks a year of vacation or 3 weeks a year of vacation. In most cases, it's more like a week to two because most of us don't keep our jobs longer than 5 years to be able to earn 2 to 4 weeks worth of a vacation, and we usually spend that vacation at home organizing the garage or cleaning out some kind of closet, and or maybe doing a pilgrimage out to Wisconsin to see the family for the yearly family reunion, to see who has less hair and who has grown whiter in the hips. I don't know, but you know what? I do know this, is that you went and you took a look at some kind of an opportunity or some kind of a chance to move your life forward, whether you were looking for freedom away from a job that you hate, that you have just been suffering through, or that you've been looking for a way to increase your income so that you can afford some of those, you know, building some of those memories with your children on a vacation to Hawaii this next spring, or, you know, the dream vacation, a second honeymoon for you and your spouse out to Bora Bora. Whatever it is, maybe it's because you've got a debt, and the debts have been piling up, and they have been a heavy pressure on your back, and you feel like you're going to break under that pressure, that when a phone rings, you let the caller, you check out that caller ID because you do not want to answer it to another creditor. Maybe it's because you're tired of driving old cars that seem to be breaking down and undependable. Or maybe you're like me, where you have such a heart for the hurting, you have such a heart for the lost, you have such a heart for those in despair because of real live circumstances of being homeless, of real life not being able to feed their children, that you really want to make an overflow of income so that you can pour it into other people's lives who are suffering financially. We do not have to look hard to find people that are less fortunate than you and me. We don't have to look hard to be able to see the disgrace, the defilement, the disastrous communities that we are a part of, and even abroad, like the sex trade in Thailand, or it is the starving down in Mexico, the hurting right in your city, the badly abused right across the street from you. And so some reason you've been brought to this call, and maybe it's because there's something inside of you that is saying there has to be more to what I'm living. There has to be more to life than what I have succumbed to. And so the reason why you're listening to me right now is because I believe the force much bigger than you and I have led you to this call tonight. You may think it was your friend, but trust me, it was something bigger than your friend. You may think it was curiosity. Trust me, it was something so much bigger than curiosity, because I know that I've mentioned something that matters to you. And maybe it's a retirement that matters to you. Maybe it is a future that seems not so secure that matters to you. Something matters to you, and that's why you're listening right now. Now, I know that you probably already just finished taking a look at a chance that could perhaps fix those things. I know that you looked at a way to increase your income. Maybe you're here because you're looking for a way maybe to get promoted on your job. Maybe it's a way to beef up the retirement packages. I don't know. Maybe it's freedom in your life. But I know that you just finished looking at something, and that something has put you in a crossroads. And the crossroads you are in right now is either A, you continue on the path that you are on and stay exactly the same and hope to win the lottery. Hey, that's not funny, because I know that you're like, why? Who expects that? 25% of Americans expect to win the lottery. That is their retirement plan. That is no joke. That was a poll that was actually taken. That is 25% of America's plan for retirement is to win the lottery. And we know that the odds are much worse than that. Or you are that person that you just don't want to face it. You just don't want to look. You just don't want to deal with the reality. And I totally understand. But I highly encourage you that for the next 45 minutes to just listen, pay attention, and be open-minded. Because the truth is that if your mind is not open, then you cannot grow. You cannot move forward. If you're closed-minded, you're like so many of those people that are out there that are blaming everybody on national television, on these ridiculous talk shows, blaming somebody else for their failure and blaming somebody else for their circumstances. I know that you've got to be a much bigger person than that if you wound up on this call. Why? Because I believe the clients that we serve are amazing people. I believe the people that we do business with on a daily, weekly, monthly, and yearly basis, the people that invited you, the person that invited you, is more of an upstanding citizen that cares more about your future, maybe even more than you do. I do believe that we serve a clientele that is truly amazing. And so if you are on here, you've got to be more of a bigger person than the one who wants to blame everybody for where you're at. You've got to be one of those people that is a little bit more hopeful than that. And so either that you're A, that person that's thinking you're going to stay the same and hope everything seems to work itself out. Well, I'll tell you that 98% of the population does that, and they wind up broke at 65. Or you are that other person that knows that you've got to do something. You know, based on past experience, based on how many years you've been in the workforce, that if you are not where you want to be financially today, what makes you think adding 20 more years is going to fix it? You see, many of you have grown in the maturity to know that another raise isn't going to do it. You've grown in the maturity to know that there is no true security out there in any particular profession. There is just no true security in anything on this planet. So you've grown to the maturity to know that you've got to do something, and you've grown and you have ears to hear what I'm saying right now, and you're saying, I have got to find a better way. I've got to find a plan. I have got to start something. Well, what you just saw could be an answer to prayer for you. It very well could be, but I know that you've got some hindrances standing in your way right now. And it could be the hindrances of this. Now, I know that what you saw sounds great and it looks great, but maybe you've seen things like this in the past. maybe you've seen opportunities like this before, or maybe you've heard about other people who've tried things like a home-based business before. I totally understand where you're at. I was terrified in the very beginning to get started in something that I did not have full understanding of, and I too had heard about other people who have failed in things like this as well. So I understand exactly where you're at, and I have compassion for you because you really are at a scary place in those crossroads. Now, the truth is this, that although you and I have seen and tried things before that haven't quite worked out the way they wanted to, but let me ask you this. Have you ever been in a relationship? Can you remember way back when in high school, or maybe right after high school, when you first started to date? Now, I know that most of you are not married to the first person that you dated, and in some rare cases, you might be. And it could have turned out great. It could have been a disaster. But the truth is this, is that when we've had one bad experience, let's say, with the opposite sex, or we've had a bad experience on a job, or we've had a bad experience in a restaurant, it certainly hasn't stopped us from eating in a different restaurant. It certainly hasn't stopped us from dating someone else. It certainly hasn't stopped us from getting a different job. That's the truth. You see, life is full of bad situations. Life is full of bad things in all of our past. It's the truth. We've all experienced things that haven't gone the way that we wanted to. Well, we can either choose to get better or we can choose to get bitter. I know somebody else has said that before, but the reality is that is the truth. We can either choose to do something about it, or we can choose, I'm never eating in a restaurant again because I had a bad experience in that restaurant. Now, you and I both know that's completely foolish, isn't it? That is absolutely silly. So it's the same with this. It's the same with what you are looking at. And for you to label it and say, well, I've tried something like that before, so this one must not work either, you and I both know that that's not the fullness of maturity, and you're here and you're looking at it for a reason. I can guarantee you this. You know, I've been in business for 18 years. I've personally trained tens of thousands of people to succeed wildly in the marketplace. Now, I can tell you firsthand, the people that were hungry, as you can imagine, let me ask you this. Have you ever been in a job where people actually show up, they show up late, they don't follow directions, they've got bad attitudes, and they refuse to do what they are asked to do? Have you ever seen that happen before? I know the answer is yes. We all have seen that. How long does that person last on that job? Not very long, do they? They don't. They get fired. Why? And rightfully so. Because when you've been hired to do a job, you better do it right or you will be replaced. Well, the cool thing about becoming an entrepreneur is that you get out exactly what you put in. And you may say, well, Danny, I tried hard. I know. I understand. But if you tried hard with not having the proper skill set, you will fail, no matter what you do. You see, if you decide that you are going to become a tree trimmer and you do not have tree trimming professional experience, you could kill yourself on that job without having the right skill. But if you possess the professional skill of tree trimming, you won't hurt yourself with that machete or that electric saw. But if you do not possess the skill to succeed, you will have far more challenges and you will fail. That is the truth. So I'm trying to tell you this. I want to disarm your past experience because I can guarantee you that if it didn't work out, number one, it's because you were not equipped. Maybe they didn't have it available. Maybe you didn't think it would work. Maybe you tried reinventing the wheel. I don't know. I know that's what I did in my first 6 months. I tried it every other way but the way that they were trying to tell me. And maybe you did everything they told you to do, but I can guarantee you if they're telling you to do something that does not have proof of working, if they were trying to tell you to hope to get lucky and talk to two people and eventually those two people are going to make you money, I'm sorry, that is an amateur fool's gold. That's fool's gold. That's not reality. This is a business just like any other business. And just like any other business, it demands a high level of skill if you want to have a high level of pay. That is the absolute truth, which is honestly where we come into play. DannyJohnson.com was formed for people just like you. It was formed for people who have tried and have not gotten the success that they wanted and really still have it in their blood, and they're still out there trying to look at another way to make money again. We have helped so many people who have failed in other ventures so many times plug into a tried and proven system called First Steps to Success and come out and get results. Why? It's the same exact explanation that a doctor has. A doctor goes and he spends 10 years of his life and $100,000 to $200,000 for his education to be able to earn, rightfully earn, have the authority to earn a six or a seven-figure income. That's the truth. This is the same. If you want to earn a professional level of income, you must possess professional knowledge and skill in order to do so. If you have not ever earned an income as an entrepreneur, or you have not been able, or you have not been able to earn that professional income, but you've earned an amateur's level of income, it is only because you have not possessed the professional level of knowledge and skill. Once you do, things get easier from there. So I understand, and I'm asking, you know what? Go and check out our website. Test it out. See that information there. Some things might sound the same to you, but I will tell you there are things that are drastically different, and test us out on it and let us know. Or if you're one of those that are more of that desperate situation where time is ticking and you've got to do something quick, I highly recommend that you plug into Los Angeles, California, First Steps to Success. Everything on our site is 100% money-back guaranteed. The First Steps Training Seminar is 100% money-back guaranteed. So you're talking 2 days of your life, and we're going to teach you how to get out of debt. So you got nothing to lose but your debt. And if you decided, I want my money back, you're getting your money back, and you're still going to be able to walk away with the knowledge and skill on how to be able to pay off all your debt. So if you're that type of person, I recommend step up and do something. Maybe you're that kind of person that right now you're worried about if it doesn't work. You're also worried about maybe what will you be doing. And what do you have to do? Who do you have to talk to? I completely understand those kinds of questions. And if you are that person that's wondering, you know, what if it doesn't work? I got you. That was a big fear of mine, which is why it took me 2 months to actually get enrolled. Now, what if it doesn't work? I completely understand. In fact, I wondered the same thing when I got married. I wanted that same thing when I got pregnant the first time, second time, third time, all the way to the fifth time. And I'm sure that you can look at some things in your life where you've also wondered the same thing, but it did not stop you from taking a step in the direction towards your goals. So you're right. There is a chance that it may not work. But you're also needing to understand that you get out exactly what you put in. And so if you're putting in an effort of low skill, you're going to get low skill results. But if you're putting in a high skilled level of effort, then you're going to get high skilled results. Now, if you're wondering by any stretch of the imagination, do I have the ability to learn a new skill? Of course you do. We all do. Don't you remember when you first started out in your first job, how uncomfortable that was? Do you remember, I mean, we've got new people starting in our office all the time, and even very smart and intelligent people, and yet when they first get started, they start fumbling, they start making simple mistakes, they misspell words, they do all kinds of crazy stuff, just like I did on my first video store job. I mean, I could forgot how to advertise my very first week working for that man. But here's the truth, that we can learn to do anything. We can learn to do anything. Chances are it's been a while since you learned something new, but I promise you, once you exercise that muscle of learning, you're going to get addicted to it, and you're going to start producing better results. And so I understand there is a chance of failure, but there is a guarantee of failure if you don't get started. There is a guarantee of failure if you don't move yourself forward. I do know this. There is a guarantee of a chance of succeeding. If you take that step, you get started in that business that you're looking at, and you put yourself in front of professional training that gets professional results, now you've increased your odds tremendously. Now, I know many of you are wondering, you know, what will I be doing? What will my daily activities look like? Well, obviously that has something to do with the model that you'll be working, but I can give you the gist of what most of my clients actually do. When I first got started, I thought I was going to have to talk to my friends and try to sell people stuff that I didn't want to do. And nobody wants to do that. There might be one personality that enjoys talking to people and telling them about a product or service they're excited about, but the vast majority of us, we're not real comfortable with doing that at all. And so what will you be doing? This is very simple. I hope you have a pen and paper handy so you can write down this very simple process. Well, first of all, right now, there's about 30,000 people. This is just through one source of mine, by the way. There's about 30,000 people every single day looking for a home-based business. Isn't that crazy? 30,000 people every single day looking for a home-based business. That's wild. That means there's people looking for you. Now, you can choose to work with advertising campaigns depending on what kind of a budget you have that you want to build your business with. Again, this is a professional business. This is not a lottery ticket. This is not a get lucky or get rich plan, get rich quick plan. This is real live work, putting forward a real live effort, just like you've done in your job, dedicated, committed, willing to learn, willing to work, and willing to give it a try. That's what's helped you succeed in your current profession. And so concerning working with advertising agencies. So let's say there's people calling, they're looking for a home-based business. Well, the thing that you would be learning how to do is read a script. Well, chances are, if one of my clients put you on this call, they read a script when they were interviewing you. And so if you're on my website, click on, it says tools and products on the left-hand side and one of those really pretty blue bars. Click on that right now. It's going to bring you to a page where it shows you some products. There's two script books that are available there. The actual words, word for word, what to say, are actually in a book form that come with two audios, and literally it's reading a script. It truly is that simple, and I know so oftentimes you think, yeah, sure, whatever. Well, I promise you, through reading scripts, I had made millions of dollars. And I had dyslexia for majority of my career. I was delivered from that 6 years ago, come in June. And so simple as this. So let me just break out the system for you. It's real simple. You'll be interviewing people, and the script does the interview for you. Okay, you just read it. That's going to teach you how to conduct an interview. Once you've been trained through the foundation, like through Live in North Carolina, you've been through a couple of first steps to successes. Once you've been trained, you will learn how to discern who is qualified to be in your business. You will learn to know who to establish in a home business successfully. You will also discern who is not qualified. And those that are not qualified, through the training, you're going to learn specifically how to put them into your clientele. And so here's how it is. You read the script, you direct them more than likely to some sort of a presentation. So the presentation is either on the web, on a pre-recorded call, in a live meeting situation. It could be a one-on-one interview or what have you. Or it might even be a document that you send somebody that they read, whether it's a physical document or a document online. There's so many different ways that my clients actually build their business, but this is just a couple, just to name a few. So whether it's internet-based or you like being face-to-face with people, either way. So you read a script and interview them. You direct them to a website. Then you go back to another script. And, for example, the follow-up in close script, which is on page – well, it doesn't really matter to you right now. You can find it on the script – I mean, you can find it in the on the web page. So what you would do is then you read another script, which is just a series of six questions. In fact, chances are somebody read those exact six questions to you, which is how you end up here with us tonight. So you read another script, and through the answers that they give you, you will be able to tell, just like anybody that is interviewing somebody for a job could tell whether or not they want to hire that person. So this script shows you who the person is. It shows you what their mental capacity is to become an entrepreneur. It shows you what possible place they should be placed inside of your personal business, whether it is as a client using your product or service, or being established in a home-based business and for you to be able to joint venture with them to build something successfully. So again, you're reading a script. You're directing them to some sort of information. After that, you're reading another script. You're hearing the information, and again, once you've been trained on how to discern those answers, from there, you'll decide whether or not they're going to be one of your clients or whether or not they are going to be involved in your home-based business. So those are the two options there. How do you discern which is which? Depending on their response. In most cases, when somebody takes a look at your information, again, via the web, a conference call, a pre-recorded call, live one-on-one, group presentation, whatever it is, most people, and again, this is once you've been trained effectively on how to take that prospect and help them to become a client if they are not qualified to be in business with you. And there are some that are just not. Just you can tell when you go through that follow-up script, you'll know how to discern who is who. Either way, it's a win-win on both sides. But most of those prospects, when they take a look at what your product or service is, most of them, once you've been trained, will agree that, yes, you know what, I need to use that myself. I would like to take that myself, or I would like to use that service myself, and I would like to get that service wholesale. So then they wind up in your client base anyway. So essentially from there, you direct them to DannyJohnson.com, which is a website that is a training site, and it's free. 90% of the training comes from that site. So again, you're reading a script, directing them to some information about your company, reading another script, deciding where they go, in a home-based business with you, joint venture with you, or they become one of your clients. The joint venture with you, direct to DannyJohnson.com. They begin their quick start training right on that site. This is what you will do, and you will cycle it day in and day out. It really is a blast being able to discern who goes where. Just like being in a position as a human resource coordinator, you decide who gets hired, you decide who gets rejected, for lack of a better term. So that's essentially what you will be doing. You'll be working with the person that invited you on this call that's going to get you started on their system to learn those services. But the main thing is to help you to start making money your very first week in business. Now, I know that there's some of you that, you know, right now, you took a look at that venture, that business venture, and you came up with a number of different excuses, just for a lack of a better term. Maybe it was, you know what, I'm not sure if I have the money. I don't have the time. You know, I need to talk to my spouse. I need to think it over, and I'm not sure about sales. Well, if you don't like sales, I'm so happy to hear that. I am so tired of having to untrain people who are trying to be unprofessional salespeople. So if you're one of those that don't like sales, thank God. I'm so happy to hear that. If you're one of those that does like sales, well, then welcome aboard, and I'm going to tell you that there's some new things to learn to being able to market something in 2007. You cannot market effectively in 2007 the way that you marketed something in 1997. The times have changed. The prospect and the future client has gotten very, very smart to manipulative ways, and they're looking for long-term business relationships, and are those professional people, those that desire to be a professional in the sales arena, will be the ones that succeed in 2007. Those that want to be a hardcore pusher and push people into something, deep wrong answer, sorry, your career is going to be real short and very frustrating. You can make a lot of money, but you might not be able to sleep at night. I much rather sleep at night. So if you're in that place right now where you're like concerned about the money, you know, what the cost is to get started, and maybe the cost to you seems really, really high, I totally understand. And that can be very scary. And I remember clearly being in that position of not having any money, being very, very young, not having access to a lot of money. And maybe you're not very young, but you don't have access to a lot of money. The best thing I can tell you is this. You have to look at where you have been so far. And you have to look at how long have you been in the workforce. And by the way, if you've been in the workforce for 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years, and you still don't have a small amount of cash, you know, $10,000, $11,000, $15,000, to go into business for yourself after all these years of being in the workforce, that has to tell you that the current financial plan that you've been working under has not been successful. So in order for your finances to change, something's got to give. Something's got to change. And so what I will tell you is that how do most people do it? Most people who start a business don't have money to start a business. That's the truth. Most of them just don't have the cash. And so what do most people do? Well, let's do some guesswork with each other. Most people borrow it. That's the truth. That's what I did when I first got started. Some people borrow it against a credit card. Some people borrow it against a 401k, some other type of retirement plan. Some people get a loan from a bank, a business loan, or just a personal loan, or a home equity loan. Other people wind up borrowing it. In fact, I know somebody that went to 10 different people to get $200 from 10 different people and said, I will pay you back in 30 days. That's what they were willing to do. Now, again, that is if you are that person where you really are at that brink of, I've got to do something. I've got to make a change. I've got to do this better. If that's you, then you know you're going to be willing to find it wherever you've got to find it and pull it together as quickly as you possibly can. You know, let me just help you out with this real quick. You know, if I've got 5 kids, 2 daughters, 3 sons, and so if you've got kids, you'll probably be able to relate to this, or you've got someone that you love tremendously. And if if that person, their life was in jeopardy, and they were going to suffer tremendously had you didn't come up with $10,000 to save their life, you and I both know that there wouldn't be a second that wouldn't go by that you would find that money. We all know that wherever there is a will, there is a way. Come on, you've heard that so many times, and I'm sure you've even said that to your children. I'm sure you've said that to your children. I'm sure you've said it to somebody else. We know that. And so the issue is that either you're thinking that things are going to work out if you don't get started in this business, or you have not said, something has to change. And so if your daughter or your son or a loved one was in hospital and the doctor came to you and said, we need a $10,000 deposit to do this surgery, there would be nothing that would stop you. And you might be saying right now, Danny, come on, man, that's below the belt. Is it really? Because the truth is, do you want to wait until that moment comes or some other incredibly hard circumstance arrives and you say, I don't have the money, and you have to beg, borrow, and steal to get it? Or do you want to be in that position and say, how much do you need the check for? Aren't you tired of being in that position of saying, I can't afford it? I'm sure you are. And so that is not going to change. It won't. That will not change unless you take a step, you take a risk, and you move forward. And let's say that that investment is a high amount. You know, it could be $10,000. It could be, I don't know what it is. Whatever it is that you're looking at. Whatever is the highest place to start in that business venture is definitely the place to start. Now, listen to me. I am not tied to whatever business venture you're looking at. I am not tied at all. I do not gain if you step up to that top package, whatever it is. I don't gain. I don't earn an income from you stepping up and taking that risk and starting with your top package. I don't earn anything from that. So why would this millionaire who you're listening from right now tell you to do that? Why? I'm going to tell you why. Because I have worked with thousands of people, and I have seen the ones that choose to live under their excuses and not find the will to find the money. Those that don't step up and borrow it don't make a commitment, and they don't succeed. But those that step up and they either borrow it, they've got to sell something for it, or whatever, they've got to find some kind of a way. I've seen people sell cars to get started, sell refrigerators to get started. I've seen people cut into their retirement plan early to get started. I've seen all kinds of crazy things. I've seen, like I said, one person go to 10 people for $200 a piece. I've seen people do crazy things to come up with the money. And I have watched those that have made a greater commitment make the greater incomes. I have nothing to gain from what I've just said other than to see you succeed wildly in the marketplace, other than to see you make a commitment that you have to make it work for yourself. Sometimes we have to put ourselves in that position where we have to make ourselves work at something. We have to put ourselves in that desperate position before we will give it our absolute best with a spirit of excellence against all odds and make it happen. If it's concerning time, I don't know if I have the time to make it happen. I understand you are in that position really saying, I don't want to waste time again. And time is precious and time is money. Yes, and you're right. I agree with you. But the truth is, time is ticking. Retirement is knocking. The future of your children is also ticking and knocking. The truth is, you probably have been asking for a better way, and this has landed in your lap. Maybe you've been praying to your God saying, what am I going to do? How am I going to make ends work? How am I going to make ends meet? How am I going to make my life work for me? How am I going to make it easier on my kids? You've been praying and asking, and here it is. We all know that if I told you, I'm going to guarantee you $100,000 income. I'm going to guarantee you $100,000 income, and this is what it's going to cost you. It's going to cost you $10,000 up front. It's going to cost you 10 hours per week. You need to be on the phone with me at these dates and times. You need to be with me monthly at a First Steps to Success, wherever it is in the country. And this is the script you need to read and direct people to that site. I will guarantee you, in fact, here is a check for $100,000. On the back of the check, I will initial every single time you show up for these particular events. If I told you I was handing you the check was post-dated, or whatever makes you feel most secure, you and I both know you would find the time. You would find the time. You would do whatever it takes. Why? Because it's about a guarantee for you. But unfortunately, there is no guarantee. There's no guarantee in marriage and no guarantee in your job. There's no guarantee in anything. But entrepreneurs know something. When they take a risk, they put themselves in that position where they have to succeed. They do succeed. So it's about readjusting some time and making time to make things happen. You know what? Monica Tubbs is a mom with 11 children and a deported husband. You're going to hear from her a little bit later. She's got every excuse in the book. No time, too much going on. Yet, she has made time to make $65,000 part-time, 10 hours a week in 19 months. If this mom of 11 can do it, so can the rest of us. Thinking it over, we all know what that's about. We know that some of us, we want to dot our I's, cross our T's. We want to do our due diligence. But sometimes we can get in that place of paralysis of analysis and do nothing. And time ticks by, and we've wasted time thinking, contemplating to reevaluate. If you really are that think it over person, then I've got something for you. But if you're just lying, well, then you're only hurting yourself and your future. But if you're really that person that needs to think about it, I agree, this is a big step. And you should do your due diligence. But the due diligence you should be doing is not so much on a business opportunity, more importantly on the things that you would be having to do to succeed in that business opportunity. I can't stress to you enough. Go and be able to see what the job is like before you enter in. The best way to see the good, bad, and the ugly of that particular job that you're looking at is at First Steps to Success. You're going to get reality there. Not what some company is trying to sell you into. I'm not a part of any company. I'm not an advocate of any company. I'm not an advocate of any industry, product, or service. I'm an advocate for people succeeding. I'm an advocate for you. So if you want to come and know exactly the good, bad, and the ugly, you're going to get it from me. You're going to hear the reality of what really does work and what really doesn't work so that you can go through that 2 days and go, you know, I am so glad I came because this is definitely not the profession I want to engage in. Or you will say, you know what, I'm so glad I came because this is definitely something I think I can do so that you're not going in blind with a whole bunch of surprises. The surprises will be unfolded at First Steps to Success. Now, here's the real issue. I just finished talking to you, no matter which person it was that you were, about maybe what it was that you've been thinking about, looking at, and things that have been hindering you. But here's the reality about where you're at. I want you to get a piece of paper and a pen, and I want you to draw a star on the right-hand side of the piece of paper. I want you to draw a star. Then what I want you to do is to the left, diagonally, to the left up high of that star, I want you to draw a circle. Okay, and I want you to put Bob is the name. Unless that's your name, then don't put your name. Put Sue. I don't care. The reality is this. When it comes to any line of work and any profession where a good amount of income is able to be learned, there's always somebody that is an expert in that particular field. You see, there's only one way of learning where it's a guarantee of success, and that's when a craftsman takes an apprentice and be able to show them step by step how the actual job is done and how to succeed at it, and then he watches the apprentice to make sure he's doing it right, and then he releases him off to go do it himself. Well, let's say that there is an expert in our industry of becoming an entrepreneur and being able to succeed wildly out there in the marketplace. There is no such person, not me, not anybody. There are some that know quite a bit and can help other people succeed very well. But let's say that there is an expert, and that star is the expert. If you want to write expert next to the star, you go ahead and do that. Well, what we know from scientists is that we retain 7 to 10% of everything that we read, see, or hear. 7 to 10% is all that we get. On a good day, man, it might be 10%. For me, on a good day, it's probably 4 or 5%. By Friday, shoot, man. If you're like most of us, you're at 3% if it's on a Friday. God help us all. But let's just say that it is 7 to 10%. Einstein received 13%. He retained 13%. He was a genius. Well, let's say that the expert turns around and he teaches Bob. Let's say that Bob is smarter than Einstein. He learns at a rate of 50%. Okay? If he learns at a rate of 50%, he turns around and he then teaches his next person that he's just established in a home-based business. So that next person is also a super genius, learning at a rate of 25%. Learning at a rate of 50%. Now we're down to 25% between, let's say, Bob and Sue. Sue turns around, she trains up and establishes the next person in a home-based business. That next person is a super genius, smarter than Einstein. Now we're down to 12. If the line keeps going, it goes down to 6, 3, 1, then comes you. Totally clueless. Not because you're not intelligent, you're extremely intelligent. But if the person that is showing you how to succeed in a home-based business knows 1% of what it takes to make it, what are your chances of succeeding? What's your chances if you learned 1% of what it takes to perform open-heart surgery? You're going to kill the person. It's that simple. It's simple math. Well, this is where DannyJohnson.com comes in. We have a system that is available 24/7, no matter who has brought you in, no matter where you come in, at any particular structured organization or business venture or joint venture, it doesn't matter. You get to go directly to a system that has produced outrageous results of developing people earning hundreds of thousands of dollars a year and some of them earning millions. The bottom line is if you want to become a millionaire, you've got to learn from one. If you want to become a mechanic, learn from one. If you want to become a florist, learn from one. That's the only way to do it and to do it well. And so what I want to do, I actually was on a beautiful call last Friday with some people who had registered for Creating a Dynasty that's taking place May 25th through the 27th in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And I heard something that was so inspiring, and I wanted to pass this on to you. This is a gift to you that, A, you can use to build your business, B, that will inspire you to think beyond where you're at, people that have been in your shoes that have stepped out and done something. You can hear it and assess it for yourself. Or you can use this tool to help promote your business. Either way, this next 10 minutes is going to be extremely beneficial for you. Guys, I'm ready. If you want to go ahead and play that now, go for it.
Juanita, go for it.
Okay. Since the first step to success in Melbourne, I've been prospecting belly-to-belly and getting about 5 numbers a day.
Yes!
Yes. I've become just more obedient, just reading the script and trying to add my own things.
Yes.
This week I've done 6 presentations.
Whoa!
There you go. Yep.
Juanita, that's incredible!
Yeah, I'm feeling great.
Now, tell me, how many presentations did you do the week before? First step.
2.
Holy smokes. Is that the most you've ever done in a week?
Yes, it is.
It actually has not even been a week yet.
No, and the funny thing is, when after the first step to success, I thought I'll get on the plane now and have a sleep, and I prospected 2 people while sitting on the plane. Got off the plane and prospected 3 more people, and I was just on fire, and I haven't stopped.
That is so awesome. Keep the fire burning. Good job. Who's next?
Danny, since I've finished first steps in Brisbane, I've been talking to lots of people more easily. Situational prospecting. I did a couple of people on the plane. I've done about 2 or 3 people per day. I mean, it's so easy. I've got an improved work ethic in my full-time job as well. And I've found that my communication with my ex-wife is much improved now. It's cool.
Amen, brother. I'm so proud of you, Murray. You were
Thank
on
you.
Stage with me on Sunday talking about
I was.
This. I am absolutely proud of you. Good job. Good job taking a step in the right direction. Who's next?
I'm Philippa, and I was in Melbourne on the weekend. And I came out of there, and I made a real commitment to God that weekend that I would firstly give up alcohol and that I would pray each day and ask for blessings in my business, in my life. I haven't had a drink since the weekend. I've done 4 presentations this week. I have appointments for every day next week. And so I've had an awesome week. It's been fun.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you have. Okay, let's keep going. Who's next?
Kayleen.
Okay, Kayleen.
Yes. Well, first, my relationship with my husband has improved. I'm bringing more people to LA than I've ever had at any other Danny event. I've started prospecting again, and I have written a schedule and am sticking to it.
Yes! Right on.
Teresa?
Teresa, go for it.
Okay, since attending Dallas, I am actually involved in 2 companies. In 1 company, I got to the top level of income. I've
Wow.
gone in my other business from 30 people to 100 in my organization.
Oh, my gosh.
I have 3 people on my team going to first steps and 2 are brand new team members. My husband bought me a ruby ring for my achievements, and 2 of the top leaders in my 1 business are both wanting to come to first steps.
And that's a month later, girl. You're on the right track. I'm so proud of you, where you are continuing to take the things that you learned now 30 days later and still applying. Teresa, that is so huge, and how crucial that we're on the phone right now to keep you focused in the same direction again. I'm so proud of you. Girl, keep
Thank
going.
Thank you. Thank
reach
you. I needed that.
Reach for the top 10. I can't believe your business went from 30 to 100 in your second business, and you reached the very top position in your company. That's outrageous. Keep going, baby. Keep going.
Thank
okay,
you.
Who's next?
I will.
Yes.
Brian?
Brian, go for it.
I've got people coming to LA First Steps to Success. Started a conference call up their dials. two people made decisions for Christ on the phone. Got people signed up. I got the highest volume in my business this month.
Oh, my gosh. Awesome job. Okay, who's next?
Aaliyah.
Aaliyah?
Yes. I went to First Steps in Dallas, and so my confidence is growing, and I was afraid to work my warm market before First Steps because I had burnt out my warm market on five other businesses that I failed at. And so I started buying leads, but getting my confidence up, working the cold market leads, I'm now getting over my fear of working the warm market. So it's like everybody I'm talking to in my warm market is really open to me, and they're coming coming my way and asking me how they can get involved, and it's really, really great.
You still have to be kidding me. How awesome is that? Now, isn't it amazing when you lose the fear and you don't assume that they're going to be all weird with you? Now they're coming to you saying, okay, how?
Yeah.
Oh, Aaliyah, this is amazing. Look at that, 30 days after Dallas, and this is going on. This is amazing. Who's next?
Christine?
Go ahead.
I went to Melbourne First Steps as well. Since coming back, I've booked five presentations. I've done my first situational prospecting where I've changed numbers. And that was with a door-to-door salesperson that came to sell me something. I've got two hot prospects looking at joining the business, and yesterday my 13-month-old child took his first step, and both my husband and I, because we're in this industry, got to see that from home, so that was really exciting.
Go ahead, Daniel.
Yes, since my attitude towards my business has changed completely once again, and I'm actually reaching the goal setting for myself.
Yes.
My confidence levels in talking to people is phenomenally different. It's absolutely incredible. I'm no longer in control. I've released that control to the Lord, and that's what I got on that Saturday night, big time. How to do that? It's just sort of happened for me. I've just listened to the Holy Spirit and walked and done what I was wanted to do. And last night, for the first time in forever, I had three of my friends at a presentation, and I've never been able to get any of my friends to a presentation on their own will without me having to force them to get there.
Right. Right on, Daniel. Congratulations. Carol, you're next.
Okay. I just signed somebody up at the top package after, really forming them and listening to them.
Yes!
And I have three associates who were offended by you, and now after listening to your CDs, especially the spiritual one, all three of them want to go to First Steps. I'm really starting to focus on the prospect's needs and not my own agenda.
Right on, woman. Congratulations, Carol, and you are back in Dallas. Look at it, 30 days later, and we're still seeing fruit. I love it. Who's next?
Okay, this is Karen. I was in Melbourne First Steps, my first First Steps. Before going to First Steps, I was extremely negative, thinking that the world was against me. I've got a lot of negative energy around me. I've left there, and people have said to me, what happened to you while you were there? You now are walking on a cloud. It's just amazing. I've got all this confidence that I'm just not letting any negativeness get to me, and it's just amazing. I had this fear of talking to people, and in 3 days I've formed five people that I actually work with on a daily basis. That is just amazing to actually know who they are as people. Before going to First Steps, my husband and I were doing fine, about to hit our 10-year wedding anniversary, and leaving there, we're back to year number one. It's just amazing.
Right on, Karen. Congratulations. Narbaya, you're next.
One other thing, is never ever before had religion in my life, and my husband and I are now reading the Bible.
Oh, my God.
Even though mine is the kids' version.
You know what? That's where I started.
I like the pictures.
I do, too. I was just going to say that, Karen. Oh, my gosh. This is so awesome. Karen, I'm so happy, and I'm so proud of you. Good job. Carrie, go for it.
Hi, Danny. Carrie.
Hi.
I'm Daniel's mom.
Awesome. Good to see you, lady.
Yeah, it was great. Great weekend in Melbourne.
Yes.
What happened to me on the weekend was that I always thought I was a pearl, but I've now released the real ruby underneath all of that. and I'm way more target focused and talking to more people than I have in the whole 3 years in my business. And that's just amazing. And I'm having so much fun, really enjoying it. It's great. But a really, really, really big thing was my husband and I made a decision to tithe. And that's from a budget with virtually no fat and with 8 kids. So it was, we thought, oh, look, if we're going to do this, we're just going to do it. Yeah. And just this morning, my mother-in-law rang us and offered to pay our kids' school fees. She knew nothing about our tithing. She knew nothing about what we'd done. And yet she's giving us $5,000 a year to pay our kids' school fees.
Oh, my gosh!
Wow.
Oh, my God. Now, there you go. You know that when I talked about Saturday night, for those of you who came for the bonus session, I said this is the one area, this is the one thing, and Karen, listen to this because that's not in your children's Bible. This one tip isn't in there, but it's in your MP3s from Dallas, definitely in the MP3s from Dallas, but this is the one area where he says, test me on this, and look at this, you guys made the decision, and boom, here comes finances out of absolute nowhere. Give me a stinking break is what I have to say to that. Okay, who's next? Okay, Monica, go for it.
Hey, Danny. Yeah, I totally took the tithe challenge Saturday night in Dallas, and the Lord just convicted my heart immensely, and the money, we've had 5 years worth of repairs to a totally flooded house that we built for our 11 children, built an addition on, and it just got wrecked. Can't even describe it, but the money that I had wanted to set aside to fix my roof, God said, give it to me, and I'll take care of the roof. And I'm not kidding you, a man pulled up to my house last week, and about $8,000 worth of roofing totally donated to our family, fixed our roof that we've been trying to repair for 5 years. Just and more dials and more disciplined work hours, too, so praise God. Thank you, Danny.
Oh, this, by the way, you people just heard from a woman who has 11 children. She has 11 children and a deported husband. Monica, tell them, you plugged into how many First Steps and how much money did you make your first year after plugging into First Steps?
Our first year plugging into First Steps was over 30, and let's see, 19 months later, $65,000 working about 10 hours a week. And this will be my 10th or 11th.
In L.A. This
yes.
is amazing. This is amazing.
Okay, well, there you have it. I just wanted to be able to bless you guys with hearing some testimonies of people that twofold. First of all, some of these people were in Brisbane, which was just 5 days before that conference call, before that recording that I just had you listen to. These were results 5 days after First Steps. And then for some of them, they had been in Dallas 30 days before, and yet they were still getting results, still plugging away, and still seeing growth in their business. Now, see, some of these things to you may have seemed small, but see, here's the point of why I played this for you. You are brand new, looking at a new path. These people, many of them have tried and failed in the past. Some of them came to the Saturday night. We do a Saturday night session where it's a bonus session. It's spiritual equipping for your personal and professional life. It's not a part of First Steps to Success. And some of them had. You heard it. Their stories that came out of the session that was done from there was truly amazing. Now, here's the reality. There's three types of people that are listening to me right now, and I know we're going a little bit over time. First type person is the one that says thanks, but no thanks. We completely understand where you're coming from, whatever reason it is that you're at that place. But we know that you want at least to take a look at becoming a client with the person that invited you on the call. Maybe they have a product or service that you know that you can benefit from. You know that you found this for a reason. And or this, that there are things on our website that can certainly help you move yourself forward in your job, as well as at First Steps teach you some finances and teach you how to become more responsible with those finances so that you can begin to start developing a retirement plan for yourself. Creating a Dynasty is our advanced training seminar that actually shows you how to develop wealth regardless if you ever increase your income, if you never grow your income, how to pay off debt, and how to be able to grow a wealth profile. The second type person is the one that says, you know, I need to think about it. I totally understand. That is how I was. And I will tell you that if you really are one of those true think-it-over people, then I can't encourage you enough. Go ahead, get that information. Start off maybe with the kit that the company offers so that you can kind of get into the back office of the website. Start learning about what the services or the products products are. And definitely go on our site and start listening to the Quick Start training. Plug yourself into First Steps. You're going to see the good, bad, and the ugly. And that's a true, real, live decision. That isn't just based on opinion or past experience. We're talking about for your future, for your kids. The third type person is the one that we are looking for. And that is that person that says, you know what, yes, I see it, it makes sense, and this is the call that I needed to hear. This has put me over the edge. Now listen, welcome aboard. Congratulations. I remember when I started off 18 years ago as a young, ignorant entrepreneur who made a lot of mistakes, but I had a desire in my heart to do something my family had never done, and that was succeed. And so congratulations to you. I encourage you, go back to the person that invited you on this call. In fact, all three of you, go back to the person who invited you on this call. Get yourself registered for First Steps right now. Click on the left-hand side where it says events, or you can even see towards, scroll down a little bit. Just click on events. It's going to take you to a page that talks about First Steps to Success. Register tonight. Work out the details later. You've come this far. Keep moving forward. Turn to the person that invited you on this call and say, I'm ready to get started at the top package. You may not know exactly how you're going to do it, but you can feel in your spirit that it is time, that this is timely, that this is an answer maybe to prayer, some kind of meditation that you've been doing. Maybe this has been the thing you have been searching for, and the search is over, and you have knocked on the door. The door is open, and it is time for you to walk through it. So get with that person that invited you and say, I'm ready. Let's go. Pay attention to that person. Do what they tell you to do. They have got a system in place. Use the system that we have here at DannyJohnson.com. Plug into it. Doesn't matter where you're coming in any organization, you have access directly to a millionaire, in fact, more than one, that will direct you, that will guide you through a series of different tools that are available on that website. And so do that now and get yourself started immediately. Other than that, my friends, I want to bless you. I want to tell you that it's been nice talking to you tonight. I hope you were blessed and inspired by what these people had done coming out, getting results immediately, stepping out on some of that scary ground that might be slippery sometimes, and yet here they are, just brand new, fresh, giving it their best shot. And you heard what these brand new babies are doing, and I'm excited to see what you're going to be able to do in the steps that you're taking. In terms turning over this call, Hans, the call is back to you.
Okay, awesome. Wow, what an amazing call. I know if I was working my business, a home-based business still, I would personally make it a goal to have at least 5 to 10 people every single day listening to this call for the next 7 days straight. We're actually, this call was recorded tonight, and it'll be up on our site at DannyJohnson.com in our work-at-home profit zone later tonight. And it'll actually be in the free members area for at least 7 days. And so everybody that's on this call right now, if you want to maximize this call, I would definitely take advantage of that. We want to get your feedback on the call tonight, your comments, your testimonials, and your feedback. Go to telldanny.com, TellDanny.com right now. It'll forward you to the location that this call will be posted at. Later on tonight, you can actually submit a comment right now. Those will be approved, and Danny and I will be looking at those. So we want to get your feedback on the call tonight. Other than that, if you haven't signed up as a WorkAtHomeProfitZone.com member, you can head over to DannyJohnson.com and get yourself signed up. And as Danny mentioned, you're going to want to get yourself registered for that next two-day First Steps to Success seminar in Los Angeles, California, March 17th and 18th, so you can spend 2 full days with Danny personally with her for 2 days straight, learning the ins and the outs of what it takes to really succeed in your business. And so if you head over to DannyJohnson.com/First Steps, that'll take you straight to the registration page, or you can click on any of the links in our site that say Success Tools. You'll see the links there that'll take you to the First Steps to Success in Los Angeles, California. Other than that, folks, go to telldanny.com. Tell us what you thought about the call. Thanks so much. We'll see you next week, Monday night, at the same time and same number for another awesome Monday night success call. Good night and God bless.